This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say. What's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time. But I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The Trigger! What a goal! It's absolutely world-class from Marcus Trigger!
Johnson puts it in the air. Aidan Flint wins the goal!
It's
the
goal! It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw it. Is it going to be there?
Yes!
Oh, my word!
The Wednesday
win!
Let's get it over with. Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. My name's Dan Fudge, and tonight I'm joined by Holly, Charlie, and Simon. We're going to be talking about transfer windows, and that's it, innit? Nothing else happened, did it?
No. That intro is just really sad now after
yeah, this. It just bums you out, doesn't it? It's bloody awful. Now, we are live on, let me get this right, Twitch, YouTube and Facebook. So if you've got any comments you want to put in, anything you want to talk about to try and get us through the next hour, I'd be happy to hear it. I'm going to burp. Hold the line, caller. For those of you who weren't there for the chat just before we went live on air, I've just eaten an out-of-date Whisper. So, God almighty. We're going to witness something. Yeah, it was. It's a good few months out of date and all because they were reduced at the cash and carry, and I'm not grown up enough to turn down a bargain. You can take the northerner out of the north, right? Then, so as we get started, as we get underway, we've got to talk about the football. We've got to talk about it. It's got to happen. Holly, how was your day? All right, yeah.
Well, do you remember a few weeks ago when I said, I know we lost 4-0, but we're not bothered about that. What we need to know about is how we fare against the shit teams.
Yep. I remember. I mean, this was at all the making, Simon, of a of what's referred to as a 6-pointer. And it dawned on me on the internet the other day that some people believe that 6-pointer means something else. I always thought it was because of the close proximity of the two teams, it would feel like you've gained 6 points. But some people seem to think like it means something else, and I genuinely can't understand what that means. But how were you feeling prior to the game, Si?
In a different country, quite literally.
So you've been away.
Yeah, I went to that there Germany, didn't I? You know.
Oh, did you watch another team that play in blue and white that underperformed in the when it really mattered?
Strangely enough, yes. I travelled several hundred miles to go and watch another football team that we have adopted as our second, who were also as really bad as our own personal team, and they lost too.
Sick.
So, yeah. So I actually went into it thinking that we were going to win. I did the hello from the other side the other day. Never done one before, and it's the first one I've done and first one I've sort of listened to where the opposing fan hasn't sat there smugly going, oh, yeah, we'll beat you 4-0. And actually, Cozzy from Huddersfield suggested we would win 2-1.
Oh, well. Sick. What about you, Chaz? What were your thoughts and feelings, you know, prior to, you know, waking up on Saturday?
Well, I woke up Saturday and I thought, you know what, the world is good and glad and the birds are singing and, you know, and I was skipping along and minding my own business. And then sort of by the evening, I was taking the toaster in the bath and all the birds were quiet. All the birds had been shot. The sun had gone down and everything was cold and quiet. But other than that, it was like a fairly average Saturday. I knew it would hurt to lose. And I know technically, other than on goal difference, technically it would have been the exact same amount of points lost if it was like 1-0. Even 2-0 was pretty rough. 4-0, four, Jeremy, four is ridiculous. Like, it's a ridiculous amount of goals to lose by. You've been battered. You haven't just, oh, damn it, we lost to our relegation rivals. Our relegation rivals stamped on us and spat on us a little bit and kicked us. Like, it was just awful. Just so sad.
My favourite thing of you just speaking just there, Charlie, you started out sounding like a Hovis advert from the 70s, which I really enjoyed. I just woke up and I was having a lovely day. And then afterwards, what was it you posted online? Because it really made me laugh. Was it something like the term of like, I'm going to have a menti bee?
I'm going to have a menti bee.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And I continue to. The menti bee enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. So what we've got, a few people watching online. Glenn's been on. Glenn says, can we avoid extra time and penalties tomorrow as a Coventry fan? I tell you what, Glenn, we'll probably get there. I think we can make that happen. We'll be happy on that. Barry says hello. Nat says hello. And Brendan Madden's gone. The fourth goal was like a Benny Hill sketch, which I really enjoyed. Now, Martin's put a comment here about the transfer window. We'll get to that in just a moment. So right then, so Holly, let's talk about the football, shall we? Now, before we start, like, you know, this was the lineup. We had Beeling, Goal, Valentin, Ihekwe, Bernard, Pedersen, new signing Pedersen, Palmer and Bannon playing more of a defensive role, and then Masaba, Ugbo, Gassama and Michael Smith getting a run out as we started. I mean, any thoughts and feelings about that?
So, ignore what actually happened. But when we saw Masaba and Gassama and we thought, Tom Lee's in defence, let's get them to run at him. This is going to be brilliant. We honestly thought it was going to be like, he was going to have the worst day of his entire life. And I like Tom Lees. I'm sorry, Tom, but we thought that you were going to have a torrid time chasing some fast people around.
And, we haven't got there yet. Now, Simon, Michael Smith getting a run out. A bit of a turn up for the books. I mean, we didn't think we were going to see him after January. I mean, do you reckon that's rule having a rule of the dice in terms of mixing it up front, because he tends to have favoured Fletcher over recent weeks, but decided to go with Smith.
I don't think Fletcher was even on the bench, was he?
Probably weren't even available. Like, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. I'm getting to get a little bit sort of questioning, and I'm sorry, guys, some of the decisions that Danny's making. Over the last few games, and I think he's sometimes changing it a little too much, and we're not having that settled side. Michael Smith was an odd one. We saw him against, I think it was the last game, Coventry before that in the cup, and he came on. I didn't feel he was that effective, really, to be honest. I just feel he just lacks that amount of pace. Danny's seen something and yeah, he's played it, but does he offer anything more than anybody else? I think, for me, Christ, I still think that Gregory can have a run in the side, but he has disappeared without trace. So
I don't think Smith was that bad against Coventry. He actually was better than I thought he was going to be, but against Huddersfield, he was absolutely dog crap.
I was obviously following it on Twitter, following you guys tweeting, and he was getting really good votes off everybody. I was sat there with these guys who I'd never met before, these Herpa fans and people from different parts of the UK as well, trying to sell them Sheffield Wednesday. And at the point before the goal, we were, what, 68% possession. We'd had so many shots and we couldn't find it. There's no pubs going to be showing the game. And I'm going, oh, yeah, it's brilliant. You want to come over. You know, we'll reciprocate. Come on, we'll take you around Sheffield. Yeah.
The benefit of that, Si, is that no pubs were showing the game because whatever the stats said, there must have been zero successful passes by either team in the first half. Me and everyone around us were saying, thank God this isn't on the telly because this is, you know, when they say this is a good advert for the championship, this was not a good advert for football at all. It was honestly, nobody did anything right in the first half and the crowd was quite up for it at the start, both sides. And then by about 30 minutes, everybody would just sat there like, please just let it end. Let it end. We all accept 0-0, but nothing is happening. Like, I think they got defib out on our crowd, to be fair, because it would just...
Well, that's interesting. I mean, just looking at this now here, right? So we've got a few comments on here. So it says Palmer and Bannon in the middle, not working. A midfield three needed. Will Volks was playing well. Another strange one. And then, you know, Nat's gone with Ugbo, I thought was okay. I mean, he had two great chances in the first half, didn't he, that he kind of fluffed his lines. And then Blair's gone with, I've just paid £7 for a pint. So, you know, RIP. And then, you know, Fordy's gone with, we started well. There was a lot. Oh, and we've got a question. We've got an answer here as well. We can only play five lone players in a squad. So two have to miss out. And that was Fletcher and Hendrick, which does beg the question, why the fuck are they still there? You know what I mean? If they're going to be the ones that are going to get dropped, why are they still there? And this one here, I don't think Roll will leave if we go down. He's done really well so far, but he's not proved anything to suggest he'd get another job at a bigger club than Wednesday, which, you know, I assume we'll get to later on. So, you know, let's talk about that first half, H. I mean, it weren't too bad, were it? I mean, we had a couple of decent shots. I've got, you know, you mentioned the stats. I've got the stats here. I'm going to stat man you.
I think this just proves that stats can tell you whatever you want to know because nobody had possession, really. The ball might as well just been a fart in the wind because nobody had it. Like, it was rubbish. Nobody had any shots. These shots on target must have just been absolute. Like, no. Nothing made either side go, woo. And I want to be wooed.
You want to be wooed?
Six shots. Is that six shots on target for the whole game? Or are these just
No, that's the whole game. They had six shots on target the whole game. We had three.
Right. That's fine. I was going to say, I was like, in the first half, I was like, there's no way they had six shots, but yeah, they had six shots on target, four of them were goals. That's so fucking depressing.
Yeah. Now
we had less shots on target than they had goals. Oh shit, is that? Oh my god.
Now, Charlie, so do you feel like it's one of the? I think, and tell me if you guys disagree. Holly, you saw a lot more of it than I did. That you know, like if one of those Ugbo chances that had gone in. Early doors, I think it dramatically changed the game.
1,000,000%.
And I feel like their confidence that had been on the floor and that type of thing. I mean, do you feel like it was just? I mean, it was 12 minutes we conceded four goals here.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so. Oh, go on, Hal.
No, go on, Chan.
I was just going to say it was the first half. The best word I can have to describe it was nervous. Like it. It felt like in any other game where, like, the you know the stakes weren't quite as high, that you would have taken that little bit second longer on some of those chances, and you might have, you know, been a bit more comfortable playing it out. But it was everyone was as soon as someone got the ball, they were like shit, like they wanted to pass it really quick, and it was clumsy, and it was. And I said at halftime, like, first goal wins this. Like, it will just they'll be whichever team scores will relax and like the shit will settle, and the other team will go fuck, and they'll just lose all of that, and crumble. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened, and then we crumbled three more times. Like, it really, I honestly think that was 90% of what went wrong with the second, third and fourth goal, is just that little bit of hope that you were just clinging on to just absolutely decimates out of you, and you could just see it, like everything fell apart. They probably could have just kept on scoring. Like, they probably just took it easy on us after fourth one. It was just abysmal.
Yeah, it was like that, yeah. Simpsons bit where he's going, stop, he's already dead.
He's already dead. Thing. It was quite cruel of them to
those rat bastards. Showboating they were. Yeah, that's it.
It was like, all right.
All right, let's call football HR on Huddersfield for bullying us.
Ooh, scoring, grow up.
Go on, Ali, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I don't know whether our players know that we don't score more than one goal. I think somebody said it's been 25 games where we've scored one or less goals. So I think once we've conceded one, they think, well, we fucked it. And then it's just like, what's the point? Like, because it's gone, aren't it? And then
we're never going to get more than one.
Mm. We will never, ever get more than one, ever.
Huddersfield have only scored more than two goals twice this season, once against us.
Exactly. Yeah. So both teams might have been the same.
And if you look, they were massively Darren Moore, as in 1-0 here, 1-0 there, 1-1, one losing by, you know, just scoring one goal and that was it. So to score four is just embarrassing against a team that can't score more than two goals and in most occasions actually just score one.
It's
goal scorers as well.
Say again.
Four different goal scorers as well, aren't they?
See, that's so appalling as well, because that is quite literally, they've found like four holes in our defence. Do you know what I mean? It's not even like the same guy and you're like, oh, for God's sake, mark this guy. It's like they've gone, there are many different ways to get to the goal, it seems. Many of these players are not doing their job. It's like, that's just terrible. That's so terrible.
Go on, Simon.
It was funny because you alluded earlier on about Gassama Masaba and Tom Lees and like, we're going to take you out because you're just so slow. And what they did was when Pedersen and Ihekwe became Tom Lees. They were possessed by Tom Lees's spirit. The last three goals. Yeah. It was just the first goal was, why aren't you marking him for the header? The second goal was a bloody awful pass back from Deshaun. And Ihekwe, we've spoken, haven't we, in the past of, you know, why is he not preferring Ihekwe over Femwo, say. But Ihekwe was running through treacle. It was like he'd got one of those ropes on his back and he was towing a tractor tyre. Pedersen, it was exactly the same. I mean, I'm sorry, Danny. He's played four games. He's played four games all season. You know, we sign him. He's played four games all season. You can play Liam Palmer at left back. If Femwo's injured, hang on a minute. Reece James. You know,
him?
You know,
2023 kids remember Reece James.
It's why are we playing a guy who's played four games this season? I don't know when he last played. And he looks so slow, so rusty.
Oh.
And there was a comment earlier on your show, Dan, you know, we're playing Palmer. I'm sorry, Stevie, but we're playing Palmer in midfield. And Will Volks was pulling trees up until, was it Preston, where I think he had a slight hamstring niggle. He has got to be first choice before Palms. I'm sorry. I am sorry. You know, I just felt that Danny made a few mistakes in that game of who he chose.
Well, everybody was making mistakes. It was mistakes day. You got your free pass. It was like the purge. Everybody just do
something. My parents made the mistake in allowing me to be born. That was the
mistake. I mean,
letting you support Sheffield Wednesday.
That was their error. You've been born with eyes. That was a mistake.
I think I'm going to have to see a clairvoyant and have a word with my dad, because I'm just sick of this now. Dad.
How could you?
How dare you? You know.
Okay, so I tell you what, let's dissect the goals a little bit then. So, Holly, you're going to have to remind me here. So,
the first one was, for some reason, we had Masaba marking like some giant man and he was caught napping at the wrong time and ended up leaving him to have a free header for no reason. The rest of them were just them having a foot race against our...
Just tearing through, weren't they? Right, so was it the second one then when someone was essentially in their half and decided to play it all the way back to...
Deshaun decided to try and pass it back and their player, is it Corma.
And then he was just in basic, a foot race against the Hequay.
And Hequay was just like towing a tractor tyre. Poor old Mick. It was just... Yep.
And then like you said, Simon, before the game, we were debating why is Bambo getting in ahead of a Hequay. And I said, because he's too slow. And if we play a really high line and somebody is in a race against him, he ain't going to win. And then as soon as he turned and his number, I could see his number on his back. I thought, no, he's on the horizon. Bye-bye. Say bye to him now because he's gone.
Yeah, and then hang on. Then the third one was that the one that went just. I thought it was a good ball over Pedersen. I must admit, I don't 100% blame him on that one. But again, it did come down to a foot race, didn't it? And we didn't win any of that. And it transpires that playing a high line when you've got a couple of defenders that can't run for toffee, it isn't the most bestest idea. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought?
Crackers.
Didn't see that coming. And then the fourth one, when we gave him a couple of cracks in the whip.
Fourth one was the Benny Hill one, wasn't it? Because somebody's actually put it to the Benny Hill theme, and it's absolutely stunning. It's classic comedy gold.
That's Jesus. Where you think it can't possibly get worse, and then it does, and then it does, and then it and then it does, and you're just like,
it was Beadle. Thinking, oh God, I've come out of my box. Am I going to take him out? Shit, I might get sent off. Putting him off, him going off to the left, Beadle running back, being taken out by one of their players, Beadle trying to jump up and catch the ball, making a complete hash of it, and then the player just passing it into the back of the net.
Yeah. He had two bites of the cherry at passing in the back of the net as well after our defender just went past him. Like, you know what I mean? Just like,
I think that was a Hequay as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, bless him. He's just a Hequay. Like, he's things, shoulders up, he's really good, isn't he? But legs, less so. Like, if he's, you know, he stands there and he can fucking head anything and you're like, brilliant. But as soon as he moves, you're like, no, Michael, no.
Frank Sidebottom of centre-backs. Just a massive head. And
So, all right then. So, you know, we've made that quite fun. We got 20 minutes out of that. Let's stick a pin in it. Now, what we need to talk about is how that affected our, I was going to say, promotion chances, our staying up chances. We're just going to have to settle for playoffs this year, I reckon. So, you know what I mean? But like we're back to 8 points again. What do you reckon, Simon? Is it still on the cards? It is a marathon, not a sprint. It is only early February. But the annoying thing is that Christmas was pish. And this time last year is when it fell into shit. We've not really strengthened properly, I believe, in the transfer window, which we'll get to soon. So, you know, how do you think we're going to fare?
Well, the saving grace we were saying, wasn't it, after the Southampton game, of which... Holly mentioned was, well, we've got like Huddersfield coming up and we've got Birmingham coming up and we've got QPR coming up. And the way we've been playing, look, actually the last game we played before Huddersfield was Watford, wasn't it? And that was a really good game. And apart from not scoring, I mean, we played them off the park. This is a team in the top 10, you know, and we were superb. And then we put a dire performance in like that on Saturday. I don't, Dan, honestly, I'm going to put splinters on my arse, but I don't know. I mean, we were 3 points off, you know, and now we're eight, but there are teams above us who just keep shitting it and don't pull away. You know, Blackburn have started dropping in, Birmingham have started dropping in, QPR get the odd win and then don't. I still think it's going to go to the wire, you know, I really do. I really do think it's going to go to the wire, but we need to start picking some results up. As in, we need to stop scoring, and you'll talk about a transfer window, but we're not, are we? And that's the problem. It's just
that's difficult. I mean, we've had a message here from Tom, and he says, you know, Ipswich might pip us to automatic, so we might have to settle for playoffs like last season. So, you know, I agree with you, Tom. We might just have to rein it in. I mean, what about you, Holly? How do you feel about staying up? I mean, Simon's right. It's like just chucking some eels in a bucket and then going, fight that out. And then every time one kind of sticks its head, another one just kind of knocks it down a bit. It's like trying to manage you lot on a podcast. It's like herding pandas. It's like, well, yeah. I'm free the third Sunday after Pentecost, and I'm not going this week, and I can't go because, you know, my nan's mum's cat's having circumcisions or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you feel it's going to fare, Holly?
I think it's over, guys. I think it's, you know, I feel like if we'd lost 4-0 to Watford and drawn with Huddersfield, I could have been all right with that. But the morale boost, not just of winning, but of absolutely hammering us, 8 goals swing in goal difference. I said last week, if we're not going to win, just don't lose. But not only did we lose, we just went, have a great day. Anybody wants to boost the confidence, go for it. Do what you want. I just think that if we're trying to chase Huddersfield, why did we give them the best Christmas of their lives? Why did, like, I just don't think we should have. Like I say, if that had been against Watford, I'd have been all right. And yeah, fair enough. But we've just, not only have we shit the bed, but we've, like, properly boosted their morale, and it's over.
Now, Holly, hang on a minute. Let me chime in here, right? So, this, what feels worse, that game against Huddersfield that's just gone, or the one where you did the voice note where you went, shit, they're all shit, after losing to Barnsley last season?
Well, I think it's very telling that that's still valid now. You could still use that. In a year, yeah. That'll always be valid. They are all shit.
Yeah, I've got it as my ringtone, if I'm honest. When I get a text message from you, it just goes, shit, you're all shit. which I really enjoy. What about you, Chasbian? Do you feel like we're going to stay up? What?
The problem I've got two issues. The first being, when we last lost a season defining game 4-0, look what happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the biggest problem with the miracle at Hillsborough, I know you don't like that term, Dan, but it is rubbish, fine, but it wasn't rubbish, but it just showed that sometimes things like that do happen to us, and things like that do happen to teams, full stop. And it's kind of not so much giving me false hope, but it's proved that even when you think things are absolutely impossible, you can come back. And arguably, we have a hell of a lot longer than 90 minutes to unfuck what's happened. Like, we've got a hell of a lot longer to scrape that back. The only other thing that really sits with me, though, is this feels exactly like how it all felt. You know, like after Forest Green, where suddenly it was like, oh,
yeah,
oh. And it wasn't technically over. In fact, it wasn't actually technically over for, like, 5 games or something. Like, it was a while. And Ipswich and Plymouth, I don't think then lost a single game, but there were so many moments where it was like, technically, if we just won every single game, and it's like, right, okay, so we've drawn that one, shit. Okay, well, technically, if we win every single game, and this is how it, we're not quite at that point yet, but this is what's worse, is it, I'm scared it's like a drawn out death.
Like, yeah, you know, like those, actually, you see those videos of people, you see those videos of people falling over on ice, and it just kind of, they kind of get further down, and you're like, oh God, just fall over, fam.
They fall for like it's an over. Hour. That's how it feels. And it feels like that's almost like, if I, you know, like when we, how many seasons ago is that now? Is it 3 seasons ago that it was the points deduction that got us down? What did we have? 2? So we've had this season, 2 in League One, so season before we're down. And it was like, it coming down right to the last little bit was like really painful, like just feeling that and like it going. Whereas there's almost something about like knowing what you are or you aren't. It's like, if we already knew now that like, right, that's it, that's game over. As shit as that would be, I've now got between now and the start of next season to get over that. Whereas now it's like, it's the hope that kills you. And if we, every single game from now, if we don't absolutely smash everybody, if we don't just, you know, if we don't win the next 3 games, every minute that we don't win the next 3 games is like, oh God, just remember when Gassama didn't get that shot in against Watford. If only he'd not pulled off that wheel, you know, you just start going over everything. It's like, it's sick. Yeah. It's a sick game.
The worst thing is like, in the next 4 games, we'll probably win 2 of them. We'll be staying up again. It's all happening. Yeah. We're great. And then we'll lose the next 4 on the bounce. And then that, you know, it's rinse, repeat. My favorite comment from the internet so far is from Nat. And it's just one of those things where it just sums up how Sheffield Wednesday fans feel right now. And it says, I just can't wait for the season to be over, to be honest. And you're kind of like, you know what I mean? It's just can we just get to the end? Whether we're up, whether we're down, just get to the end. Like, you know what I mean? And then Barry's gone with, I think, going to the wires, wishful thinking. We hammered Watford on the stats. And we did R8 with Huddersfield in the stats. look where that got us. Yeah, he's right. He's right. And then Lee's optimistic. So we're winning the cup this year.
We're getting relegated, but we're winning FA Cup. What a turn up for the
vote. I said that on national television last night, actually. So that's going to bite me in the ass. And then we've got one here saying Fletcher Uboa Bailey have scored 20 goals in their last 160 games. Who's signing these people? I mean, honestly, if we were actually playing Football Manager, you know, download the Genie Scout app, for God's sake, because you're absolutely...
Quite a few of them must be Cadamatri as well, not even the guys that we've signed.
Isn't it?
He must have scored like 5 or 6. Surely.
There's two arguments, isn't there, to it. I think we're too early yet to say that we're down. Although the question mark is, we haven't won in the league since the 1st of Jan against Hull. But then we have since then played Coventry 84 times. We've got, looking at the run-in, we've got Leeds to come, Ipswich to come away, Leeds at home. We've got Leicester away next week.
Oh, Christ, you're just bumming
me out. But hang on. But we've got QPR, we've got Birmingham, we've got Stoke, we've got Blackburn, we've got Plymouth. So
I still think, apart from about two of them, Simon, I still think we're going to get us out of
this. There are teams that are around us. That we can take points off and drag into the mire. So, look, I'm going positive. It's too early yet. I thought last season when we had our from Barnsley onwards, what we did there is there was only two teams in that league that were better than us, and that was Ipswich and Plymouth. We shit the bed. You look at the huge point difference that then was between us and Peterborough. There was only three teams that were ever going to go up out of that, and we had to do the short straw, didn't we? I don't think there are three really shit teams to go down at the Championship. I think there's 5 or 6, of which we're one of them. And at the moment, it looks bad. But at Christmas, I think we were 3 points off after beating Hull, weren't we? And we beat Hull and played them off the park. You know, playing Coventry hasn't done any freaking favours because they played us off the park on Boxing Day. They were very, very good when they beat us 2-1. And then... obviously, there were different circumstances, I think, to the cup game. They're also, Huddersfield, by the looks of it, have got a really bad run again. Mm. They haven't actually appointed a manager yet. So you've also got this new manager, Browns. Collins disappeared off up to Aberdeen, so he's not coming back to Huddersfield. So,
thank God for that.
You know, so I think it's not over to the fat lady sing, so to speak, until that Sunderland game. And I hope it goes to the Sunderland game, to the decision, and not 4 or 5 games before, not Easter. You know, I'll just keep, you know, I don't want the season to finish now because I think there's still something to go. I think Danny will find his perfect 11, hopefully, and we'll kick on. You know, there's enough talent in that squad. There are teams there, 5 or 6 teams that are shit who could go down, not just 3. And we're one of those.
I think we're like in the bottom 2 of those. Like, you know what I mean? There are 5 shit teams, but I feel like we belong to be in there. But, you know, we're a good roll of the dice away. So there's, you know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later. There's been a lot of talk about how piss poor Blackburn are doing. I mean, you know, we've got a few comments here saying, you know, there's talks of Dar Thomason leaving Blackburn, and Blackburn didn't even get that American kid, says Nat.
They did a fantastic Chancery, didn't they? If anybody could almost trump Chancery of putting the accounts for selling the stadium in the wrong year, right, was the fact that somebody didn't sign a form for American who'd come to... I mean, he was doing two different counties in one day, you know, having a bit of breakfast. I mean, I said in the group, didn't I, of all the shithouse things to do, let us buy him breakfast. And then basically they'll pay for a taxi to take him to Blackburn and then not sign the paperwork.
Well, I tell you what, let's get on to the transfer window, actually. And also, I think it's Ash manning our socials tonight. So he's decided to go with his sized up piss from Berlin. So, you know, thanks, Ash. So listen, right. So let's talk about the transfer window. So coming in, we had Ugbo, Pedersen. Beadle and the other kid,
Pavida.
Now, listen, you know, four signings, you know, a striker, a goalkeeper, two areas that we needed to strengthen in. I'm all right with, right? You know, that, but I feel the issue is that we're going to have to bed them in a little bit. They're going to have to play football. Like Pedersen, we know, can play football at this level. But he's just been shown his ass against one of the shittiest teams in the league. He clearly needs to get back up to...
That'd indicate that he can't play at this level, I would say.
I think when another championship...
I've got to be optimistic.
I think when another championship team loans you a player, a championship team that's struggling in the championship, loans you one of their players to show you how good that banter. Player is.
I love the yeah, he's really good. Yeah, he's nice. You know that's what they're doing. Sorry, that whisper goal is going to come back at some point this evening. How long we got left? 25 minutes. Let's keep it going. Charlie, how did you feel that the transfer window went while I slowly die in this corner?
I think it's a bit too early to say what they're actually going to do. I think on paper, I can see why it was poor in as much that we kind of wanted... I feel like everyone wanted us to make a bit more of kind of a lot of the opportunities. Like, I think we seem to be linked with a lot of people that then went elsewhere, and that never feels good. Even if there's no truth in it, feeling like you might actually be a shit option is a bit of a concern. And then because of how it kind of came down to, like, you know, right at the like last minute, we got to the two P's sort of like came through the door. Then it was a bit like, well, you know, did we kind of just shit panic and just kind of get him what we could. Mm-hmm. I think the thing with Ugbo is I think he is a dynamite signing. I think I've seen like what we've seen of him, he's got a lot of potential, but if anything, I almost wish, you know, I wish he'd be someone that we'd signed earlier, because you look at him and you go, yeah, two or three games and we really might see something from him, but we are running out of time a little bit. With Beadle, I am going to be honest, and I think because of our, you know, we have obviously had some goalkeeper concerns and you know, and Dawson's by far and away not had his best season, let's just be honest. I think my expectations have perhaps been too high for Beadle, and so perhaps I've been a bit harsh. The Huddersfield game is almost not fair in a way to kind of judge him on, because it, you know, by all accounts, it, you know, you can't put all the blame on him. But I've got to be honest, I've not yet seen anything from him that I don't necessarily think that we have in elsewhere. Like, I'm not necessarily saying, is he better, is he worse than Dawson? The one thing I will say is if he's not that much better than Dawson, you can guarantee he won't be as good at saving pens as Dawson. So it's like, if he's not giving that much better in open play, you almost go, we might as well at least have the bloody shot stopper in for pens. Because it's like, I don't know, there's just something about him where I think he just looks a bit static, and he just looks a bit, I don't know, there's not a confidence there that I think really we needed a saving grace keeper. We needed this safe pair of hands to come in and fucking reduce the amount of shitty, sloppy, bloody Cardiffs, you know what I mean? Like, we needed not to have pop in our hands. And I'm not yet convinced that we've not maybe just got another keeper that's fine. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what we've got. I think Cameron Dawson's probably sat there on Saturday and the week before going, What the fuck? What's
I could have like four goals in.
Yeah, I'm right good
I
at that.
Could have done that.
I might have even stopped at three, see if I've advanced in it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. What about you, Holly?
Halved that deficit to two goals.
Yeah, arc at me. What about you, Holly? How did you feel that the transfer window went?
Well, I a couple of people have said a few comments about Ugbo, and I sort of agree. I think if he scores, but then we have been saying that about everybody. If they score, they might sort of come good. The guy from Leeds, oh God, we were already losing 4-0 and they brought him on. I saw him taking his kit off and getting ready, and I was just like, don't bring him on now. Why did we bring him on in that game? And then he came over at the end of the game and he was like holding his hands up, like saying sorry. And I thought, he's already my favourite. Oh. Why is he apologising? You aren't even done out. Like these
Pavida.
Shit bastards.
Pavida, but, I mean, what, you know, jury's out on that haircut, though, isn't it?
He's apologising for being from Leeds. That's
maybe that's
what it is. With an haircut like that, though, he should be wearing dungarees and Birkenstocks. I've just realised that's going to get me cancelled. Simon, get me out of this hole, quick.
Right, OK, there's the three points, I think, is, and we said it at the start, we wanted a quick, early signing the players, and we did at the start with the keeper and Ugbo. And I agree, I think Ugbo looks a prospect. I really do. He's definitely not the lazy player that the Cardiff players, Cardiff fans sort of alluded to. Beadle, I think I have to agree 100% with you guys. He's not the next level up from Dawson. We've just got another Dawson, who is weak in other points, you know, and everybody said he was good at distribution. His distribution is no better. I do like Charles. I think Charles will be the person who replaces both of them. I think he looks superb. He just needs, obviously, stature-wise, he's not quite there yet. I was really disappointed then that we left it till last minute. We had those two right at the start, and I was hoping we could have a really healthy period of signing players. And then I think, I know, Pavida, there's a couple of Leeds fans at work and they all really rate him. They all rate him and say he's a really good player.
But the Forest fans said that about Alex Mighton as well, though, to be fair. They thought he was the best.
Yeah, but
out to be toilet.
Well, yeah. I just think we might have a little gem there with Pavida. Pedersen, I think he was thrown in too early, too early. But I'll tell you what sums up our signing is the fact that in the press today, they're saying there's going to be a internal inquiry at Wednesday in regards to how shit our... So the team have already actually identified that our transfer market has been shit. So they've actually gone, you know what? You know, last Thursday when we signed them players? Yeah, what last week? Yeah. It was shit, wasn't it?
That's how bad he was. That's how bad Pedersen was. Someone went, how did he get a pair of boots? Hang on a minute. Someone get them emails up. Did we accidentally order? Like,
bear in mind as well, we got that recruitment guy.
Yeah, exactly.
The one ex-Arsenal and that. And I love the way that he's... It's probably him, right? And the levels that of the clubs that he's been at before, he's probably gone, right, we need to put a focus on this transfer window. You're in charge of it. You know what I mean? What? You know, hey, it's all right in the early February going, well, fucking hell, that were rubbish, weren't it? It were you what done it.
Chad Searle's
been sat there going, how's it fucking my fault? That's why I got you a job. You know what I mean?
Managing expectation. We're 4 or 5 days since the end of the transfer window, and we've just gone, you know what? That was shit, that. And we've only played one game.
It was enough.
I mean,
it was enough.
I think we were all actually expecting youth academy players coming from Arsenal, coming from Man United, from where the guy was before. And then our ex-recruitment guy takes George Byers to Blackpool. I mean...
In it.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
I know, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. Now, listen, George Byers has not really set the world alight in the Championship this season. But then again, you could argue with that about most of the squad that have come up this season. Listen, I want to talk about something here, but before I start, I'm going to talk about is it Duncan Maguire, the American chap with the terrible hair? I'm pretty sure that actually, if you are the recruitment analyst at Sheffield Wednesday and you are playing Football Manager, can you remove the terrible haircut? Parameters that you've got set there, and let's just have someone with normal hair coming in. That'll be lovely. You've got Hendrix, Pavida, and we're looking at Duncan Maguire, who looks like Eminem's crap old cousin. Now, let me get this right. So, am I right in thinking, Holly, that we had a bidding war with? But I mean, I was away, and I was just trying to watch it unfold online. So, we had a bidding war with Blackburn. And we started out around 2 million and then it ended up around 2.7 million, which is a decent wedge at this type of level and, that caliber of player and that type of thing. And then he was in a hotel in Sheffield and everybody, we had the online sleuths, right? And
then he just got excellent, not stalking, but investigative journalism going on, particularly in the women's supporters group chat. That was.
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had a message from Vic who said, who sent me a clip from Michael McIntyre's show, the one where he got in bed with the geezer who presents The Chase, right? And she'd managed to identify that was the hotel in Sheffield, right? Is that right?
Yeah. It did not take long for any woman at all to find out where that man was.
Of which case, many men decide to stay very single for a very, very long time.
There's a lot of men not booking that hotel for that.
It's too distinctive.
Never sitting in that pink seat at all in front of the picture of Kenwood Hall. It was just scary.
I'm going to make it my Tinder profile pic. So, and then he just got into the car and just went off to Blackburn. And then when he got there, he didn't sign full time.
They paid they paid £700,000 loan for him. 700 grand.
That was it, with an option with an option to buy option. But the,
which went up to about $4 million or something.
Yeah.
No, it was more than that. I'm sure thing was about $10 million or something.
After we'd bought him a bacon sandwich.
Rat
but the thing is about that, right? There's been a lot of transfer windows where I hadn't even watched it because I just thought we're not going to sign any normal shit. And I got right into it. If my boss is watching this, hi, I'm so sorry. Because I just got right into it. But there's like, the actual valuation that he was supposedly going for was way. The original rumour for us were like 2 million quid and everyone, bloody hell. But then the actual valuation were like way higher. And then people are moaning that we hadn't chased him. But then we did that for Jordan Rhodes and spent way too much. And then that was the wrong thing to do. Then equally, just get anyone in. But then we chased Malik Wilkes and got him in. And that was also the wrong thing to do. So like.
And we paid money for him. We paid money for Malik Wilkes.
You did. And you just know that Malik Wilkes is the type of guy that gets a booth in a nightclub and gets a bottle of Grey Goose and says to his pals, oh, get them girls over yet. You know what I mean? He's definitely one of them. Definitely one of them. Let's have a look. I've had seven more comments come through. What have we got? We've got $7 million was the rumoured amount of money.
Bear in mind, he was only in his second year in the MLS.
Exactly. And completely unproven in this league. I mean, obviously, because we haven't signed him, he'll be like the best player you've ever seen.
If he'd have come to us, it'd have been Jordan Rhodes. But because he's going elsewhere, he's going to be Jordan Henderson. It's going to be great.
But he's not, though. He's not, though, because he forgot to
sign
the paperwork.
He's just sat like.
He's not even signed the paperwork or got a visa. So he's not even at Blackburn yet. So, but you can imagine, though, and what made me think, actually. Very much was like if we'd have managed to charm him away from Blackburn, we battered them off. Chance here is gone. Go on, I've got him. Yeah, here he is. He's got him. And then we'd have had all the photos and all the rest of it, and all the the word massive in the announcement and all the rest of it. And then you just know that our fan base would have gone bloody Chance here. He didn't sort out his bloody visa and he spunked all that bloody money. You can imagine it, can't you? You know what I mean?
It's such a Chancery thing to do. Like, I'm amazed. It's such a Wednesday thing to happen. I can't believe it weren't us that did it. Like, it's quite impressive.
Yeah, Venkies have managed to out Chancery, which is actually bloody impressive. Fried chicken's better than tuna.
The socials are brilliant because when he wasn't coming, because he was flying over and he'd signed for them, hadn't he? And then it fell through while he was in the air. And then the next minute he was at Kenwood Hall.
Yep.
And then the next minute he's in an Uber going over the Pennines. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the socials, 1 minute the Blackburn fans are going, yeah, have it up your Wednesday. Then it was bloody hell, Venkies are rubbish, stick your chickens up your backside and all this to bugger off Wednesday. And now it's proper meltdown due to the lack of somebody. Basically, they did a Chancery, didn't they?
They sold someone, didn't they? Did they sell someone to QPR? Palace. Someone went to Palace, and then you thought, well, maybe they've made that money to then be able to, like, you know, borrow from Peter to pay Paul. So then all that's happened. And then if they've ended up not actually signing this guy, now they've gone, well, hang on a minute. So we sold that guy. And we've spent quite a lot of money and hotels and flights and God knows what else getting this guy that we've not actually now got. That is pretty, I mean, that is, it's
top
a
Chancery.
Little bit of Schadenfreude is quite nice. Like, it just, you know, yeah, like we're in the shit, but at least somebody else is and all. It's making me feel quite a bit better.
Now, there's an interesting point.
I loved him and hated him so much in that same day. I hope it were a rollercoaster of emotions. I'm like, nah, he's shit, I don't want him. And then I'm like, no, but actually, he's the best. He's exactly what we need. And then I
feel you've just been gaslit, Holly. I reckon you're really easy to chat up in nightclubs. Now I know all that information.
Absolutely not.
but it was like that, wasn't it? It was like, oh, yeah, Blackburn are going to have me. That really pretty girl in the corner. Oh, no, they buggered off with somebody else. They buggered off with Dan Fudge while he's eating a... And who's that over there? Oh, look, it's little Sheffield Wednesday. Let's go and have a bacon sandwich with them and see how they are. Oh, hang on a minute. That girl's come back again. Dan must have been ill after that whisper gold. I'll go with you.
Exactly that. But I've left this comment up here from Barry. It says 2.7 million available, right? But we still didn't sign anybody. You know what I mean? If that money's available, why don't we just go sod this silly yank? Let's go and get somebody else. And then Nat's doubled down with, where's that 30 grand a week striker we were promised? We didn't get that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a...
Was there a season ticket? Was not season tickets released last week, Dan, in regards to, you know, you can buy your season ticket. You know, come and buy your season tickets.
Hey, come and get your season tickets. Come and do what?
I'm just, you know... 30 grand striker.
I can't tell whether, like everyone said, all right, Danny's new to managing and he's going to make some mistakes. And I can't tell whether part of this transfer window is partly the same sort of thing and his naivety. And maybe he really did think that once that.
Come on, Holly. You're talking like it's the olden days, fam. You're talking about Snickers and Opal Fruit days. You know what I mean?
No.
We've got a recruitment guy in. He just takes training.
Yeah, but something happened, didn't it?
Something happened.
Actually, right. We did sign a striker because we did sign Ugbo.
We did sign Ugbo, and I think he could be good. But what we did sign is yet another bloody left back. Now, before we talk about this,
the rumor mill.
And there was rumors of that's like me saying allegedly. You know what I mean, right? So I've got that ready. So there was rumours of Danny Rule, you know, coming out to tech training on the Friday morning, and Pedersen, you know, being there, and then Marvin Johnson turning up, and Danny Rule turning, well, what are you doing here? There was genuine rumours of him going, I thought you were off, like, you know, what are you doing here? I've just signed somebody to play your position. Do you reckon that could have some kind of legs?
I cannot reveal my sources. And everyone's got that guy. Everyone got that guy that definitely is in the know, but like half the time just talks crap.
It's just not Bedford Pub.
I've heard the exact same story from someone else who reckons he knows someone in. And it's like, I really hope it's not true because mostly just because that really doesn't fit my Marvin Johnson redemption arc story as well. Like the whole coming back and being the saviour, you know, like in like the whole Windass being injured a lot last season, then it was like, oh, he's going to come back and score for his Wembley, and then he did. That was like my whole, like Marvin Johnson was going to score the winning goal to keep us up kind of thing. And it was like, Cisco in the mud, like, da 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 da. But,
like, have you written this? Is this like a Netflix show you're writing?
It's like a whole thing. And it's called Humble Paella, because that's the best joke I've made in my life. But like, if there's some kind of, I don't know, if Rule has done that, you can see why Marv would be angry. But at the same time, it's like, wouldn't the answer just be, well, I haven't left and I'm here? And so then he'd be in training and I guess competing.
Yeah, but I don't think it's probably happened in that way where he's just stood there going, okay, then boys, he's French apparently. Let's do some drills. And then Marvin just turns out with his boots on, he's gone, what the fuck are you doing here? I don't think it's worked out like that. But I believe that there's an element of that we signed Pedersen because we thought that Johnson was going and he didn't expect to see Johnson. You know what I mean? And then, I mean, Simon, what do you feel about this alleged rumour that Johnson chucked his toys out of the pram because he didn't get his move and that's why he was injured against Huddersfield?
Yeah, I don't know. Football players are just bloody strange creatures, aren't they? I mean, was his wife or partner putting some tweets up about him again? Because obviously she was quite vocal, wasn't she, when Cisco ostracised him? I cannot honestly think that Pedersen would be a replacement for Marvin Johnson, because they're two completely different players, aren't they? I do feel that Marvin was trying to... His performance is up to the point of the £1 million move was superb. Mm-hmm. So, and he did actually go all Atinui on us, didn't he, in regards to always playing really, really well when it looked like he either needed a new contract or somebody was going to sign him. I don't know. It's a weird one, but Pedersen is not a replacement for him, is he? They're just two completely different players. So why bring somebody in? But then again, it's Sheffield Wednesday, isn't it? I mean, with the... You know, there's us and Blackburn. We can chance series, can't we?
How do you not know who's working for you? Charlie,
I've been running a bar for like the last 3 years and people keep emailing me. I've got no idea what they look like.
If I went to work and there was someone sat in my chair and they got my like name tag on, I'd be like, what? My boss would be like, oh, I thought, did you not get another job? I'd be like, no, and you as my boss should probably have paperwork. So, like, surely, like, they were getting Pedersen, they were going, who's he replacing? Oh, Marv, because Marv's gone. Where's he gone? Oh, I don't know, Ipswich. What do you mean you don't know? You should know. You would have thought that I appreciate that he's showing us that nobody knows who signed what, but, like, you're going to know who you're employing, surely.
In theory, yes, you are correct. But, I don't know if any of you know, I'm getting a new job by the end of the month, right? And I've completely checked out. And I must admit, I always thought that a 3-month notice period was like the devil. I was like, God, imagine that. That must be awful. It's mint. I have done no work for 2 months. And I was sat there making my deputies do the management meetings, and they were talking about deployment on where people were going to be working and stuff like that. And halfway through their meeting, I went, I thought we fired that person we were talking about. And they went, no, that was 6 months ago, Fudge. What are you talking about? I went, you know, you go, Jesus. I'm now that guy. You know what I mean? But it happens. It happens. You know, it's one of them things. But, you know, in a professional football club, you'd expect to know who's on your roster to play football. You know what I mean? But, a lot of people have heard the same thing. Exactly the same. He wanted to go to it, so it didn't happen. So he got the mug on. So let's stop talking about that.
The rumour mill.
I feel like that gets us out of any kind of litigation, you know what I mean? Any kind of problem. So let's talk about it. So guys, it's comments time. So we're going to talk about the upcoming game against Coventry City again. You know, Coventry are probably as bored as seeing us as we're seeing them. And we get it, lads. I know. I'm sorry. Everybody talks about the magic of the FA Cup. No one mentions the 4 games against Coventry in the space of 4 weeks. So let's talk about it. Holly, let's have a prediction from you, because you just know that this is the type of game we will win 1-0 with a great performance and it don't help us stay up or something stupid like that. What do you reckon?
Well, they can't triple us, can they? Like, they already beat us twice. Like, let us have this one, please, because that's just mean, if not.
I mean, do you know... Is not part of you that's like, Christ, just let's get it out of the way. Let's try and stay in this league.
No, because it's over. It's over. I can't. We might as well have some joy elsewhere. Just let me just smile once this year, please. Somebody just bring a smile to my face and don't be disappointing.
Just somebody.
Just anybody, please just let me have it.
What about you, Simon? What about you?
Where do you sit on
the cup?
I don't normally sit in it. I'll sit by the side of it, holding it. Look, let's have a run. Let's have a bit of money. You know what we're going to do? We'll beat them and then lose against Maidstone, because Maidstone's going to be on telly, the giant killers at Hillsborough, and they'll beat us. So, I'm sorry, Coventry. I know it's still, that's it. It probably will go to extra time and pens, and yeah, we'll win on pens.
Somebody will get injured.
We'll win on pens, you know, because... Charles will be playing, won't he? Because
we'll lose on pens, and Dawson will be smoking a massive cigar in crowd light.
And then we'll get Mason at home, and we'll lose against Mason. It's the way it is. But look, mate, I want us to just concentrate on the league. That horrible phrase. If we get through, we get through. If we don't get through, I ain't going to lose any sleep over it. Let's say that.
Fair enough. Now, to wrap it up. By the way, before I come to you, Charlie, Ash, if you're still watching, can you write me a blurb about the Easter egg thing? I've been on holiday, and if you could just send me a message so I could pop it up and tell things people about it at the end, that'd be smashing if you're still there, Ash. Charlie, tell me about upcoming Coventry.
I mean, you want to win every game, don't you? And I think he'll put a strong team out. Like I think based on what we've seen, I don't think he takes cup runs like perhaps sometimes you do see managers do, where they're like, you know, we know we're concentrating on the league, we'll let kind of lads have a run around. I don't want us to lose because I'm sick of watching us lose. But by God, we better win. Like, I don't want to see extra time and pens. I don't want it to be some dragged out, miserable thing. I think a win could lift our spirits, and that could help us in the league. I don't, you know, as long as none of us get injured or anything, like I don't want none of us, including fans. I don't want anyone to get injured. I think getting some goals in and like maybe playing well may show us that maybe we can actually play football after all. I'd like to see a 2-0 win. Ugbo to finally score, and
yeah,
Fletcher. Gassama. Go on, why not?
yeah, Fletcher and Ugbo and Gassama to get one each. Nat's gone with 4-0 Wednesday, sod it. Craig's gone with be a naff game and lose 1-0. Mr. J has gone with Coventry or Wednesday, not bothered now, but hope whoever wins, spank Maidstone for their disrespect. Yeah, I'm sorry, Maidstone. We're not all sat there at Sheffield Wednesday. You know, we were playing League One last year going, oh, I hope we get a massive team like Maidstone in the cup. Get bent. We wanted Man City and all. Get it. Who the bloody hell do you think you are?
300-0.
In it. And then we've got Fordy's gone with Wednesday 2-1, and Ed has gone with Coventry. Cads will start. Fletcher will score. Basil will clear the first defender on every corner. Cam won't let the ball through his legs. He'll
are be you to okay?
I want what you're having.
Listen, Ed, listen. Drugs are not the way. Seek some help. You know,
or maybe they are, being a Wednesday fan.
Yeah. Also, I will meet you at the back of the North Stand. Dap me up. Glenn, the Sky Blue fan, has gone with Coventry. We go strong. I think we need a win, but it's going to be a lot harder than Cov fans think it will be. Well, yeah, but then he's also gone with Coventry 4-0. So
yeah. It'll be too hard. So that's why they're not going to win 8-0. Yeah.
The go-to score, isn't it? 4-0. Millwall, Coventry, Millwall, Huddersfield,
it's a
Southampton.
Yeah. And then the last one, Marty's just gone with, we'll be battered, innit? So that's it. So there we are. So listen, before I crack on, does anybody have any other business?
Well, there's two. There's two. We've got Birmingham on Friday as well, haven't we?
Fuck's sake. Oh, God, we've got that coming up and all. Actually, Birmingham. But right, Birmingham. Let's do a quick one. Thanks, Ash. It's just giving me... I'm getting production notes now.
It's all right, I'll do it for you, Ash. Don't worry.
Yeah. And Ford is reminding me as well. All right, let's do a quick one round the table. Simon, what about Birmingham? How do you feel it's going to go?
We'll beat them 2-1.
We're going to beat Birmingham 2-1. All right, we're going to let them score. What about you, H?
I can't see any joy.
Look at that, Dapon. Look at what you've done to her. She used to laugh. She used to be
so
fun.
Sad.
And now look. Now look what you've done to her. She used to just drink pant Jaeger bombs at Wembley. You know what I mean? And now look at her. She's just a crying mess. Not even straightened her hair. Look, it's worse than Ollie's Charlie's fringe, the other one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
That's trip to Turkey for us all, then.
Yeah, that's it. Get it in. Although, like I said to you last week, the lady at the gym reminded me my Botox needed topping up. So that's why I've got this big bright light in my face right now. Anyway, tell me about Birmingham City.
Well, last time I were at Hillsborough, after we'd lost 4-0, we won 5-1. So I'm going 5-1. 5-1.
Wow.
5-1. 5-1.
5-1.
Of course, 5-1. Why not?
Right.
5-1 win to us. I should just clarify. Yeah.
It does need clarifying, to be fair. And look, there you are, Holly. You know, someone else agrees. Dayfon's kicked the Wednesday out of all of us. Oh, and that's what's happening. Do you know what? I remember when you used to be a laugh, Holly. Now look at you. We're on the back of losing 4-0 in 6-point bottom of the league local derbies. And then that type of thing.
It's the disappointment. It never kills you.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Go on, Simon, another one.
I don't know whether this will cheer you up or not, but 4 years ago, we appointed Josh Lukai as the manager. 4 years ago to the day.
Four?
That doesn't sound
enough. Nah, six.
No, six. Sorry.
2018.
Six. Yeah, six. It feels like 26. No, it doesn't. It feels like yesterday.
Right, so let me get this right. His first game was that Sheffield United 0-0 draw in which Dawson saved the penalty, which, you know, bought him a 3-year contract or something, I assume, right?
Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it?
Apart from that, I have no real abiding memory of football under Jos Lukai. Anything stand out to you, H?
No, I've repressed all football.
Repressed all football.
All football.
It, yeah. is now gone. Liam's gone with 32-0 plus goal difference. So that's nice, isn't it? So that's what's happening. So, listen, Ash is going to be absolutely doing his bonds at me now as I try and chew through this great plan he's had. So, at the upcoming home games, around the Easter period, I'm sorry, Ash, I'm genuinely sorry. Can somebody do some quick research online while I'm trying to chew through this?
First City, Leeds and something else in it.
Plymouth.
Yeah. Bristol City is the first one. So the first one is on the 24th of February. Mm-hmm. That's the first Saturday where we're going to have a stand either in or outside the Wednesday shop. And right. If you would like to come and do an egg drop, we are going to be donating eggs, hopefully chocolate ones, not like free range or anything like that, but so chocolate
eggs.
And
we're going to throw them at Chancery's office.
Yeah, yeah. And we are donating to Sheffield Children's Hospital and PACT, which is the Parent Action Group for Cancer Tumours, Leukaemia in Kids. So basically, whatever you can drop off, packet of mini eggs, a large Kinder egg, whatever you want to do, just drop them off. We'll be there. We've already had quite a few donations already. Nothing, you know, anything you want to donate, you know, or just come down and say hello. Just come down and say hello and you know.
Chuck eggs at you.
Chuck eggs at us, yeah. Hopefully ones that aren't out of date that have been bought from, like, a cash and carry, Daniel.
Never mind. Go on.
I think they're on a... There's a rumour mill. There's a rumour that the Leeds game might get moved, so the posters might be wrong, but just keep that in mind.
The Rumour Mill.
That's right. So if that game changes, then you've got to, yeah, just... Keep an eye
on the fixture list. If it changes, Ash will update the socials. And I love the way that you know, I think we changed the fixture, didn't we? The Plymouth one from a Wednesday to a Tuesday. And it was the day after Ash had printed all the posters. So sorry, Ash, mate. You know, Sky again.
But if you donate an egg, you go in the raffle for the shirt.
Yes.
Yes, that's the important bit. There you are, Ash. We managed to get through it. Thanks, pal. Listen, Simon, Holly, you've both got kids, right? And you might need to, you know, sweep this up for me. Do you still get the mini egg with the mug? Because I believe that every household across all cities across the UK all have a mini egg cup in the fridge. In the cupboard.
Well, Easter eggs now cost £1 million, so
really?
Plain ones, and they don't have the stuff inside. It's separate. It's all changed. Another thing that is disappointing.
What, you don't get like a packet of Smarties inside it anymore? You have to smash it together.
No, you get them inside. I've actually got, obviously being the elder statesman of the podcast, I've actually got a Cadbury's cream egg cup that I must have got when I was probably...
Vintage,
yeah. And I remember over the years, it used to be a thing where I would buy a Cadbury's cream egg and put it in, right? And obviously it came, so like the mug, it came with the egg in it. And gradually,
did you eat your
years,
cream egg with a spoon?
With a spoon out of an egg cup. Until which point now, Cadbury's cream eggs are so small that they rattle around in the egg cup.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It is true. It is true that stuff gets smaller as you get older, quite literally. Podcast HR incoming.
Yeah. Is that podcast HR? I tell you what, listen, Charlie, you're alternative like I am. Did you ever wish that if you bought a Cadbury's cream egg Easter egg, that you would get a massive Cadbury's cream egg? Like you'd rip it open and there'd be all that yellow and white sugary shit.
So, unfortunately, cream eggs are disgusting. So, no.
I will fight you and your whole... What the hell? How dare you?
Why would I want to eat a bucket of icing?
Why wouldn't you want to eat a bucket of icing?
What? Caramel egg, yeah.
That's what Jesus is about.
Imagine the size of spoon you'd have to buy to eat it as well.
Charlie, are you saying...
A white, spunky, horrible, minging, fake egg.
The Rumour Mill.
You can't slander. You can't slander cream eggs like that, Charlie.
Oh. Although saying that, I don't think I'm ever going to eat one again after what you just said.
That opinion is actually worse than that Huddersfield result.
Controversial. I will die on this hill. I don't like eggs in all forms.
Listen, while we talk for the next 2 minutes, let's get your opinions on Cadbury's cream eggs. Martin Beebe's gone with cream eggs are minging.
Yes, Martin, my guy. It's you and us against the world.
I mean, bear in mind, as me, Simon and Holly on Team Cream Egg here, so it's still only 3-2, so jot that down. You know what I mean? Also, I don't know if this has happened. Like again, you guys with kids, I'm going to need you to, you know, to drive this home. Can you tell the football shit we're now just talking about chocolate eggs? You know, like if you got a Kinder Easter egg, do you get like a big toy in there? Is that like a thing?
I think that's too posh of an egg for me to get.
Standard. Hang on. I may have a child entering the room. Hang on a second. I'll ask him. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Yeah, can we find out, please? Right, tell us what you really think, Charlie. Someone else is horrified at your egg opinion. And not even a McFlurry can't save him. Martin's fuming about it.
So what's your thoughts on mini eggs, then?
Mini eggs are all right. They've not got closures. They've not got in them, have they? They've not got horrible minging white stuff inside them. I don't eat oat filled with white stuff. I'm sorry. I call me old-fashioned, but I'm not bloody eating it. You'll eat that, you'll eat rats. I'm sorry, I'm not having it.
So I drew the 15-year-old in and he's never had a big Kinder egg before. So I blame the parents.
So I was going to say, so you're now just going to have to, get him a cream egg, you know, a cream egg.
So we're going, so are we going to buy a big cream egg?
Yeah.
So Dan's thinking that a big cream egg is just one big solid cream egg with all the stuff in.
God, imagine how heavy it'd be carrying it out of shop.
No, that's not what I mean. Right. You know, I like, the yellow toy in a Kinder egg.
Kinder egg. Yeah.
So we're talking about Kinder eggs now. The yellow toy in a Kinder egg comes in a yellow pot, yeah, case. which apparently is supposed to be the yolk, which I found out I didn't know. That's why it's yellow and that's why it's shaped like that. Makes sense, actually. Do you get a Kinder one that's got a larger yellow one, like it's got like a large toy?
Probably, I think yes. Somebody find
out.
You have
to, right? If not, I should be working in marketing. And someone's gone with let's all cream egg chancery, which again, the way that.
It don't matter.
I'm not sure that should be a verb. I just don't think you should use cream eggs.
I don't think we're talking about cream eggs anymore.
Yeah, let's
he also Ethan is it's 4-1 now because he likes Cadbury's cream eggs.
So, yeah, I've saw that, Charlie. You and your cream eggs.
4-1. Hang on, I had two of 4-2. It was 3-2. I'm out. I had a golden salad.
We're taking one off you because you called it
4-0. 4-0. It's going to be 4-0, isn't it? Whatever is going to happen, it's going to be 4-0.
It's another away loss for Sheffield Wednesday. Ladies and gents, hope you enjoyed egg chat towards the end. Thanks a lot for joining us. Don't forget to join us for Hello for the Other Side later on this week. I'm also at some point in the next couple of weeks going to be talking to somebody from the 1867 group. I'm going to feel a bit, I'm going to try and talk to those guys and get them on and get, talk to them about what they're trying to achieve, because I must admit, I feel that some of the online abuse that they're getting is a little bit out of order, and I wanted to give them a bit of a platform. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Keep in touch with the comments. Make sure you give us a ring the bell. I can follow. I've never said that. Is that how you say it? Charlie, you look like you watch a lot of YouTube videos. Is that what you say?
Yeah, spot on. Nailed it. So young, youthful.
It's Trips to Turkey. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Johnson puts it in the air. Aidan Flynn wins the goal. It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw it. Is it going to be there? Yes! Oh, my word!
The Wednesday way!
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Ultimate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.